Hi there. How can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm just curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how it might help someone like me? I'm interested in how natural and flexible your conversations can be.
Hey, Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Ah, hi, Mary. Everything's going great. Thanks for asking. But hey, I think you might have me mixed up with someone else. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here to chat about voice AI. So, what would you like to know about our services?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha Day AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Oh, hey, Mary. I haven't heard much about Dasha Dai from my side, but it sounds intriguing. Could you tell me a bit more about what makes your platform stand out? I'm all ears for how you help companies like Vector Solutions with voice AI.
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha.ai's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Of course, take your time. I appreciate the heads up about the audio. Technology can be tricky sometimes, huh? As for challenges, many businesses struggle with reaching prospects in a natural, engaging way without sounding robotic. Also, scaling personalized conversations efficiently is a big hurdle. How does your AI tackle those issues?
Tell me more about reaching prospects in a natural, engaging way without sounding robotic.
Great question. Our AI is designed to mimic human speech patterns, including natural pauses, intonation, and even little interjections like or ah. This makes conversations feel more genuine and less scripted, which helps keep prospects engaged and more likely to respond positively. It's like having a real person on the line, but powered by AI. Would you like me to share how easy it is to customize these conversations for your specific needs?
Now I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
I love that forward-thinking question. In 12 months, I'd imagine your lead generation running smoothly with AI handling personalized, natural conversations at scale, freeing up your team to focus on closing deals. You'd see higher engagement rates, more qualified leads, and ultimately a noticeable boost in revenue. Plus, the AI keeps learning and improving, so it just gets better over time. Sounds like a win-win, right?
What do you mean by freeing up your team to focus on closing deals? Why is that important to you?
Great point to dig into. What I mean is that by automating those initial outreach and qualification calls with AI, your sales team spends less time on repetitive tasks and more time on what they do best, building relationships and closing deals. That's important because it boosts productivity and morale and ultimately drives more revenue. Plus, it lets your team focus on the human side of sales, which AI can't replace. Make sense?
Tell me more about boosting productivity and morale and how that impacts your business.
Absolutely. When your team isn't bogged down by repetitive calls, they feel less burned out and more motivated. That boost in morale often leads to better performance and creativity. Higher productivity means more deals closed in less time, which directly impacts your bottom line. So it's not just about working harder, but working smarter and happier. How does that align with your goals?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here. What are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Bringing it back to today, some common challenges businesses face include inconsistent lead follow-up, limited personalization at scale, and the high cost of manual outreach. These can slow down growth and frustrate sales teams. Does that sound familiar? What specific hurdles are you encountering right now?
What are all the ways inconsistent lead follow-up and limited personalization at scale are affecting the business right now?
I think you meant at scale, right? No worries. Inconsistent lead follow-up can cause missed opportunities. Prospects might lose interest or go to competitors. Limited personalization makes outreach feel generic, so prospects don't engage as much. Together, these issues can lower conversion rates and slow revenue growth. How are you currently handling these challenges?
Can you go a bit deeper on how missed opportunities and lower conversion rates are impacting your sales pipeline?
Absolutely. Missed opportunities mean fewer leads moving through your sales funnel. which creates gaps and unpredictability in your pipeline. Lower conversion rates mean that even the leads you do get aren't turning into customers as often, so your revenue projections become less reliable. This can make it tough to plan growth or allocate resources effectively. Does that resonate with what you're experiencing?